All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. I hope you're having a good day today. I have uploaded quite a few videos onto the old YouTube channel, so if you haven't checked those out, please go over to the YouTube channel and check out some of the new videos that I've put up. I'm going to be going back in the old time machine, and I'm going to be uploading the Nazi series and the American Revolution series onto the YouTube and Rumble channels. That way y'all can view them back and forth. There's a lot of really good historical information in there. And it's pretty entertaining. It has a little bit of my opinions in there. But for the most part, everything that I do is historically based. And I try not to extend any truths. Maybe make it sound a little more interesting when I read it. But everything in there is factual. So you'll be able to enjoy that. There's a lot of stuff going on today. I want to read you just some of the news. This is from Infowars.com. Democrats are the party of aliens. Now, this is kind of a sarcastic. It's kind of a sarcastic write up here, but I mean, I get where they're going. The Democrats are crazy. There's nothing about the Democrats that are sane or safe. And we see what's happening right now in this country. We see what's coming in the future. We see that most likely by the midterms, this country is going to be in chaos. So we'll just have to see where it goes. But let's get into this article. Until the mid-1960s, the Democratic Party evoked one set of associations. Labor unions full of flag-waving blue-collar workers, city political machines that ran pretty well if greased by corruption, and Southern sheriffs imposing literacy tests to keep blacks away from the polls. The party was a fallen institution whose vices had their counterparts among the Republicans, but it was a human institution capable of reform. But are the Democrats preternatural or extraterrestrial? What we face today is different. If an alien species had come from space with a poor understanding of humans, but a festering need to control them, then today's Democratic Party is the kind of thing it would set up. John Smirick has argued here that the Democrats are possessed by demons, and I wholly believe that, by the way. That's one theory, but here's another. The extraterrestrial overlords who remotely control the Democrats neither get human beings nor like them. So the instructions they beam from space into the brainstems of Democrat leaders and operatives in the media have perverse and destructive outcomes. Before you dismiss this hypothesis, hear me out. The earthly overlords of the GOP, military contractors and risk-obsessed Ivy Leaguers, they thought that they could control and reshape Iraq, a merely foreign country inhabited by our own species. Their failure was absolute, utter, and tragic, producing chaos and genocide, and accomplishing nothing. The Democrats, operated remotely by hostile aliens, replicate such failure in every arena possible, at home and abroad. Look at just three of these pet issues where Democrats make grand idealistic claims and elaborate promises, but deliver ruin and death. The party of families. The Democrats claim that they are the party of families who will make life brighter and safer for children and other growing things. That's a direct quote, other growing things. Remember that bumper sticker that had that on there? But the party can't place any limits at all on the hungry abortion industry, demanding abortion through birth in 50 states, which is taxpayer-funded. Abortions must not be safe, legal, and rare, but must be shouted by crazy-eyed young women in blood-stained dresses, waving butchered dolls, backed by the Temple of Satan. Here are some new associations that the Democratic Party has. Children aborted in the second trimester in Washington, D.C., getting hauled as medical waste to be burned for, quote, green energy. That happened this year, and no Democrat deplored it. Children delivered alive and vivisected for their organs to make untested COVID vaccines that would be forced on adults and pointlessly given to children not at risk of death by COVID, all to make huge corporations like Pfizer even richer. Children convinced they're transgender by school counselors without their parents' knowledge and set on the road to chemical castration and surgical mutilation. Children subjected to transvestite strippers encouraged to stuff money down into their clothes at, quote, family-friendly drag shows. This is not your father's Democratic Party. Unless your dad was a sick pervert. Or an alien who didn't understand mammalian reproduction in the first place. What about the Party of Immigrants? The same Democrats who obsessively micromanaged every detail of Donald Trump's attempt to wrest control of our southern border from human traffickers are now laissez-faire about it. They shrug at the mass influx of exploited poor people herded by narco-terrorists into America as Democrats once did at the transatlantic slave trade. Huh. Sound familiar? Another inescapable association with today's Democratic Party is dead immigrants packed into trucks by traffickers and waved into the U.S. by Joe Biden and his appointees. At least 53 helpless would-be immigrants were packed into a truck and left for dead by two of the traffickers that Biden led into our country to manage their profitable operation across the border. This is just the latest incident on our totally lawless border. Now, I'm going to interrupt this article real quick because the last time I heard, or last time I was on the border, and we were dealing with this, I believe it was $5,000 per immigrant. So let's see, 5,000 times 53, that can't be a lot. $265,000 for that busload or truckload. $265,000. And that's lowballing it. It could be $6,000 or $7,000, $8,000. The cartel got paid. That's all they cared about. They don't care about the lives lost. Oh, and don't ever ask a Border Patrol officer about something called rape trees. Unless you want to hear a very horrifying story. These people are ruining our country. I hope you people are paying attention to that. The Catholic bishops, like Blaise Cupic, used to pretend that they couldn't fully endorse the GOP as pro-life because it didn't care enough about immigrants. Does Biden care about the mass rape, kidnapping, killing, and exploitation that prevail on our lawless borders? Does Mr. Cupic? No wonder so many Latinos on the border areas are turning away from the Democratic Party. They know an organization that's willing to throw them under the bus or lead them to die in the desert. What about the Party of Peace? Democrats love to call themselves the party of peace. Joe Biden supported the pointless GOP war in Iraq. And for a long time, it's war in Afghanistan. He promised to wind down foreign conflicts and focus on home priorities. But his alien masters apparently had other ideas. When Biden took office, Afghanistan was mostly peaceful, with some contingents of the U.S. soldiers scattered around the country supporting native forces. There hadn't been a U.S. death in more than a year. Biden's sudden, reckless surrender to the Chinese allied terrorist organization, the Taliban, humiliated our armed services. It handed an estimated $10 billion in weapons and equipment to the Taliban and left behind dozens of U.S. citizens, plus over 100,000 Afghanis who helped American soldiers who are now marked for death. Meanwhile, Biden has goaded the government of Ukraine to refuse peace talks with Russia and poured $40 billion into the effort to create a quagmire, killing as many Russians as possible and Ukrainians as necessary. Are these the efforts of an actual Earth Party, which understands and loves the human family? I don't think so. It's a great article. We have an evil elite that are in charge of this world. I don't know why they are. I don't know why we don't do something about it. Maybe we're not meant to. I don't know. Maybe only Christ can do something about it. Maybe we are just doomed to deal with this until his return. But you better understand that it ain't going away. I think if these people lose the midterms, they are going to unleash hell on this country, probably around the world. They have to have control of America because they have to sacrifice America to their dark gods. It's not just the blood of innocent children. They want to sacrifice our nation. That's why all this is happening. That's why we got a buffoon as president. That's why we got someone who is a complete inept, words I can't say on the radio, woman as vice president. Kamala Harris, the hoe in chief, is probably one of the biggest waste of time blowhards I've ever seen in my life in politics. The only thing that woman does is threaten to take away rights. She is literally stupid. Like, I'm not saying that just to make fun of her. I believe the woman is, like, literally stupid. But yet, somehow, she passed a bar exam. How does that happen? Before we move on any further, we're going to talk about some news with Russia. But before we move on any further, I want you to understand that you have a 5% discount at mountainstatesurvival.com. It's mountain-state-survival.com. The owner of it, Jeff, is a great man. Loves his country. Loves his fellow Americans. Wants to set you up with something good. Please check out his survival buckets, where you can pick a bucket and put all the different stuff that you want into it and send it right to yourself. Look, we're getting to a point in time where you're not going to be able to have a lot of these items. And if this country goes to the wayside, like some experts, some people, former military, law enforcement, and that are in the government currently, many of us that are out of the government will say, we can't survive this. We can't survive the economy happening right now. We can't especially not survive the economy crashing. Many people are going to lose their homes. They're going to lose their cars when the economy crashes and they can't afford the bills because the banks ain't going to go away. The bills aren't going to go away. Your dollar is going to mean almost nothing. How are you going to afford all of it? How are you going to pay for all of it? I'm right there with you if you're worried about all that. Every single one of us should be worried about that. But at mountain-state-survival.com, you can at least right now go on. You can get the items that you need. I strongly recommend, especially for you men out there, that you get camping items and you start hunting. You start fishing, you start hunting. You need to take yourself out into the wild and you need to start getting game and bringing it home for meat. Soon, you're not going to be able to afford the prices that are in these freaking grocery stores, guys. Besides, sometimes there's just nothing better than bison meat or elk, whitetail, mule deer, wild hog, fresh caught fish. That's what I grew up on. That's what I want to go back to. One of the things that I'm really thankful about not being in the government anymore is that I finally get a chance to go back to a hunting season. I haven't been able to actually enjoy a hunting season in probably 10 years or more. So, hey, praise God, I get to go back into that. But, guys, you need to be able to be in shape and get into the wild. You need good shoes or good boots. You need good hiking pants, good hiking shoes, good wool socks. Smart wool is probably one of the top ones that are out there. Good clothing, good backpacks, good tents, maybe some meals ready to eat. You can get all that at mountain-state-survival.com. And if you use the discount code RECKR5, that's RECKR5, you can get 5% off of your final purchase. I strongly implore you to visit that website and start getting what you need now. Not only that, but if you visit Jeff's website, you're helping to support the little man, the small business that helped make America what it is and kept us alive for so long. Help support American businesses. And gents, once again, I'm going to tell you this. Ladies, this goes for you too. You better get a little bit of a confident understanding of what living in the 1800s felt like. I implore people to explore for just one weekend what life was like on the frontier. That means if you got to go remote camping, hike in everything that you have. Look, you got to have your phones. I understand that. But try to have everything hand done. So, hand saws, axes, machetes, your fire making devices. Be smart about what you're doing, but learn while you're out in the woods what you're good at. What's actually hard? What are things that you need to pay attention to? Here's one tip for you. If you're going to have a fire all night long, remember, there's a couple different types of fires. There's a signal fire for everybody to see you. That's where you would want to have a nice plumage of smoke going up into the air, typically black or white. Once you start that fire, just throw the greenest vegetation you can on it, and it'll smoke it up white, and people will be able to see it. That's a good signal fire. Another thing is having a cooking fire. Now, a cooking fire doesn't need to be big. It's just big enough to cook whatever it is that you need. And a lot of times, people don't understand this, but your cooking fire actually comes one of the best forms is just by coals. I use coals all the time for cooking. So I recommend if you are going to be on a ground and you're going to be cooking on the ground, then use your coals. Dutch ovens are great. There are different little devices that you can have for little grills that stick up out, it just has a pointy rod that you stick into the ground and it has a grill on top of it. Those are pretty good. There's all different types of cool little nifty gadgets that are out there. One of these days I'll put a few videos together, the kind of stuff that I do that I have. But learn these skills now, guys. Seriously, learn these skills now. Let me throwing books down on the ground. Bushcraft 101, a field guide to the art of wilderness survival. Dave Canterbury. Bushcraft First Aid, a field guide to wilderness emergency care by Dave Canterbury. He's got a couple really good books. Those are two of my favorites. I love bushcraft. I love going out into the woods and just making stuff. Did that as a kid growing up, so I'm still a big kid now, and that's still the type of stuff I like to do. And Dave Canterbury is one of the experts in his field at it. His illustrations, the way he explains things in this book, it's so easy. It is so easy to understand what this man's talking about. You know, even if you don't have any knowledge in the field, you can pick up one of these books, go to your backyard, and start practicing now. You never know when you will need that type of education to save your life or to save your family's life. So, have the knowledge. You can buy the books and keep the freaking thing in a Ziploc bag and keep it in your backpack. Learn as you're out in the field. I actually do that. I'm always trying new stuff. And I'll take out one of these books and go, huh, you know what? Today I'm going to try basket weaving. Because there's a cool way that you can make a basket out of the stuff that's around you and use it for fishing. Try something new. It's one of the things my dad used to tell me every day. Son, did you learn anything new today? Nope. And he would just look at me and discuss. Try something new every day. Try to learn something new every day. Always be out there educating yourself and testing your skills. Like I said, you never know when you're going to need it. Have the right gear. MountainDustStateDustSurvival.com. They have all the proper camping gear and doomsday survival gear out there that you'll need. Another one, Bob Griswold, Ready-Made Resources. If you need night vision, if you need ballistic helmets, if you need radio communications, and you don't know what to do with radios, you don't know how to use radios, you don't know how to use your ham, you don't know what good radios there are for communications to buy, if you don't know the importance of prepping and prepping with your family, prepping within your own local area, because every area of the United States has a different need for camping, call Bob Griswold. Bob will talk you through it completely free. He won't charge you anything. There are a lot of these survival experts. If you get on the phone with these guys, they're going to be charging you. Bob's not that kind of guy. Bob wants to see Americans be safe and survive the apocalypse that's coming. And so do I. And that's why I teamed up with Bob. And that's why Bob is the biggest sponsor of this show. That's why you hear him on here all the time. Bob has a love for the Lord and a love for his fellow American. And we want people to be successful. You know, we want you to be successful. It's not just about surviving the pending apocalypse. Hey, guys, there's all different types of reasons why you may need this type of knowledge. And these, you know, even some of these more expensive devices like night vision. We're about to start experiencing rolling blackouts. What are you going to do whenever they decide that your area is not going to get power for a couple of days? And then the crime starts to spike. If you live out in the wilderness like I do, if you live out in the farm areas, you need to be able to see at night. Night vision is king. The next thing would be thermal optics. So, just a little FYI for you. Oh, by the way, we're also going to be hosting a active shooter awareness and reaction course in September. at Bob's place, that ready-made resources. If you go to his website, readymaderesources.com, you can find all the information out on there. It's $650 for the class. That's $600 goes to the instructors for the class, and $50 goes to Bob for using his facilities. It's going to be a three-day course, and it's going to be a kick-butt course, and you are going to learn so much. You're going to walk away so confident in your skills, and you are going to be telling people that you need more of these types of courses. Trust me, the things that me and Jamie Walden are bringing to you to train you, to teach you, will potentially save your life or save someone else's. All right, next up. This is coming from Sky News. NATO to dramatically increase forces on high alert to over 300,000 from just 40,000 amid the new Russian threat. Units deployed across 8 eastern and southeastern NATO countries to deter Russia hostilities will rise in size from 1,000 strong battle groups to brigades, which comprise around 3,000 to 5,000 troops, with more warfighting equipment in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. This article is wrote by Deborah Haynes. NATO will significantly increase the number of forces on high alert to over 300,000. Just imagine that, 300,000 from 40,000, as part of the biggest overhaul of the alliance's defenses since the Cold War. With Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine changing the security environment across Europe, the head of the alliance also confirmed that allies will expand troop deployments in NATO countries that sit closest to Russia. Ukraine is still not a member of NATO. The decisions will be set out at a landmark summit this week in Madrid. And I bet you someone is going to try and get Ukraine into NATO. Watch, it's going to happen. Quote, together, this constitutes the biggest overhaul of our collective deterrence and defense since the Cold War, says Jens Stoltenberg in a briefing at NATO headquarters in Brussels on Monday. He said the 30-member alliance is expected to consider Russia to be the most significant and direct threat to our security. Yet if you look at it from the other way, it really seems like NATO is the aggressor here. Allies had already hardened their defenses following Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine in February, but the latest steps are by far the most significant. Quote, we will transform the NATO response force and increase the number of our high readiness forces to well over 300,000. The NATO response force, which are kept at varying degrees of readiness to mobilize from 2 days' notice to 6 months, is currently only around 40,000 soldiers, sailors, and air personnel. Now, Mr. Stoltenberg also confirmed that the strengthening of units deployed across 8 eastern and southeastern NATO countries to deter Russia hostilities, they will rise in size from 1,000 strong battle groups to brigades, which comprises 3,000 to 5,000 troops. So that means more warfighting equipment will be stationed in states such as Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, which are among those that feel the most at risk from the Kremlin. The desire for NATO to have sufficient forces on the ground to defeat any attempt at an invasion. This is a fundamental shift from a policy known as tripwire that was adopted after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 with the annexation of Crimea. I guess this article forgot that in 2014... that was the rise of the Azov Battalion through the CIA, the neo-Nazi battalion that was killing its own people. But hey, you know, what are facts? Back then, allies agreed to set up 4 missions in the Baltic states and Poland, each with around 1,000 troops. If Russia chose to invade, these battle groups would not be able to stop the attack, but would trigger a tripwire, prompting reinforcements to rush in. However, the events in Ukraine, where Russian forces have wreaked carnage in areas that they have occupied, means allies believe they need to deny any invading force from having the ability to take any ground from day one of the attack. One defense minister said that there cannot be a Bucha on NATO soil, a reference to the town of Bucha outside of Kiev, where Russian forces are accused of mass murder, torture, and rape of Ukrainian citizens. So obviously, as you start to read into this article, they are lining up against Russia, obviously. And the mere fact that anyone even believes what Ukraine says anymore is just stupid. It's ludicrous. Kiev has lied as much as possible to get foreign influence into their country. You know, just remember, Ukraine is one of the top playgrounds in the world for our politicians. That's where they like to go and have sex with kids. That's where they like to go and do drugs. That's where they like to go and have human trafficking victims, and they'll sexualize them there. That's where they like to smuggle their money. That's where they like to launder that smuggled money. That's where they like to put all these biological warfare component biosecurity level facilities at and not tell anybody. Oh, by the way, that's also where they may or may not have helped to gene edit COVID from Ukraine after it was sent from the U.S. to Ukraine and from there to Wuhan, China. Facts. Every single thing I just said is a fact. However, who is going to believe it within the Democratic Party? Who's going to believe it within the Republican Party and do something about it? Several long-planned NATO exercises involving member countries, including the UK, the United Kingdom, and their partners, have been taking place over the last few months in many of the nations where troops are to be most boosted at. As part of the upgraded defense plans, military personnel tasked with defending specific NATO allies will not at all need to be stationed on the ground, but could be based in their home country and only deployed forward when needed. These troops will exercise together with home defense forces, says Stoltenberg. And they will become familiar with local terrain, facilities, and our new pre-positioned stocks, that's their stockpile of weapons, so that they can respond smoothly and swiftly to any emergency. The changes will need increased investment, with allies increasing defense spending for the 8th consecutive year, an increase of $350 billion. Since 2014. As reported by Sky News last week, the NATO chief outlined new support that allies will collectively pledge to give Ukraine, including anti-drone systems and providing Ukrainian forces with secure communications. In a disappointment for most allies, though, there has been no breakthrough yet on overcoming opposition from Turkey to a historic bid by previously neutral Sweden and Finland to join NATO in the ultimate snub to Mr. Putin and a win for the Allies. So, real quick, Turkey. Turkey is a very close ally for Russia. Turkey will turn its back on NATO before it fights Russia. Turkey borders Russia. Turkey borders a lot of the Cold War states that Russia has. They work in cahoots with each other. Their economy goes back and forth with each other. Their weapons trading goes back and forth with each other. So I don't think we can rely upon Turkey to be there for us when that war happens. And also, if you didn't know this, Turkey is the second largest NATO member that has the largest military, the second largest military, and the second largest nuclear stocks. And they're most likely going to align with Russia and China. Sounds like a little bit of Gog and Magog playing out. Okay, so to move on to another topic. Project Veritas on Sunday released leaked audio of a Democrat U.S. Senate candidate's phone call with an inmate at Perry Correctional Institute calling for, quote, secret sleepers to infiltrate the South Carolina Republican Party. Quote, we need some secret sleepers. Like you need them to run as the other side, even though they are for our side, and we need them to win. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Here's another quote. We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. This is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. Remember how for like 2 years or longer we've been saying that we don't trust our voting system? That the Democrats are literally trying to change everything? Yeah. Yeah, here they go. Here's a good example. I want you to listen to this audio from Project Veritas. This is insane, but this is our state of politics. Have a listen.
We need some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side. And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black men. So, I black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could do, listen, I can move in all kind of circles, but I'm a her. I love black people. I feel safest around my people. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you got to be able to turn it off and turn it on. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't got to make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say shit. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that shit up and keep walking.
You got to respect the honesty of Democrats, even when they're completely dishonest. Folks, these people will stop at nothing, and I mean nothing, to turn this country inside out, to destroy America, to build it back better to whatever gulag it is that they want to throw you in. And, you know, here's another thing. The unholy amount of racism that comes from the Democratic Party, that comes from this lady, you know, it's repulsive to listen to. It's repulsive to listen to that type of language. I apologize for that language. This is I don't think this is an honest reflection of Americans. I don't think this is an honest reflection of African Americans at all in this country, either conservative or Democratic. But there are people out there who want to take advantage of people, and they'll use their skin color, they'll use their ethnic background, they'll use their religious affiliations and their secret society affiliations to take advantage of people. And they'll smile and they'll nod and they'll say, oh yeah, we're here for you. And they lie, and they lie us right into a trap. The reason why I played that is because there's a tone that's happening around our country right now. The leftists, and I'm not going to play anything else from the leftists because it's way too vulgar. Some of the things about Roe versus Wade that I was listening to, oh my Lord, it was so vulgar. These stupid young women at these abortion protests, pro-abortion protests. Yeah, they're out there chanting, Hail Satan. They're almost completely naked. I don't know what it is why they take their shirts off. That's that whole bra-burning generation thing. They take their shirts off and they just barely cover up their breasts. And then they put it in your face just to be grotesque, just to make you uncomfortable. You know, there's nothing pretty about it. There's nothing cute about it. There's nothing attractive about it. It's disgusting behavior. I had to deal with it when I was in law enforcement. We dealt with these people. Once again, here's a Portland story for you. I don't know if I've ever told this before on air. I can tell it again. But when Antifa was protesting against the immigration house that was in McAdam Street of Portland, and they took it over, and they had all their whole homeless camp around it. It was disgusting. They had children walking around with, like, used syringes all over the place. And, I mean, while we were there, we tried everything we could. We called everyone that we could to say, hey, there are children in diapers walking around on grounds with broken glass and syringes everywhere. And I mean freaking everywhere. You had to be careful where you were walking. And, you know, there's pedophiles all throughout that encampment. There's drugs just everywhere. We could see it on the video cameras from the ICE building. And we're recording it. We're like, can we use this? Nope. City doesn't care. State doesn't care. Feds don't care. But we were there to protect that damn building. I protected that freaking building for 4 years from the radical left. And while we were there, they had this huge, they called them like nighttime parties or whatever. But it was just there. They would get out in the middle of the street at night and they would protest and be this big dancing orgy fest. It was so disgusting. They weren't bathing. Literally sleeping in the dirt. Same clothes. Every day. A bunch of dirty homeless people. And then a bunch of dirty hippies that would come and join it. And then you'd see lawyers and politicians join it. You would see members of the local cathedrals. You know, Catholics. The reverends or whatever. The priests, they'd come and join it. I was so confused by what I was looking at. And then the women were out there doing some of the most disgusting, vile things in front of us. And that was their form of protesting. The wickedness of this nation and the direction that we are going would make Sodom and Gomorrah blush. So I told you all that to say this. Even though the left is completely imploding, even though we keep getting these little victories out of the Supreme Court, hey man, hallelujah, I love it. People that are conservative on the right are finally standing up and openly saying it as much as possible that they're not going to take this anymore. They're done with it. And I want to share with you some examples of that. Just a little bit of motivation. Now, this comes from one of President Trump's latest rallies. It's pretty motivating, so hear it out. Pretty motivating stuff, huh? Thousands of people at these rallies. Thousands of people. And maybe tens of people will show up at Joe Biden's meetings and rallies. Tens. Come November, when the midterms happen, we're going to be faced with two choices. Either we get a landslide victory and we take back the House and the Senate and we start to put a wall up in front of this fake president, or buckle up, boys and girls, because the ride just got bumpy. And you know, if we win, there's going to be protests and there's going to be all different types of problem, you know, let's just say assassination attempts, probably some terrorist attacks, more active shooters. Be expecting it. That's what I'm saying. Be prepared now. If they want to crash the economy, they'll do it after the midterms and blame it on the Republicans. They got something up their sleeves. I feel it. I think many of you do as well. But we were warned about this. President Trump warned everybody about this. He warned us about Joe Biden and what he would do. And it happened. So no one should be shocked. Here, let's hear the president talk about it.
He will destroy this country. If he ever got to run this country, and they ran it the way he would want to run it, we would have, our suburbs would be gone. By the way, our suburbs would be gone, and you would see problems like you've never seen.
He would know a suburb unless he took a wrong turn.
Oh, I know suburbs.
He would not. I was raised.
Go ahead, wait a minute.
I was raised in the suburbs.
And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent.
Are you talking about Hunter? Are you talking about
Hunter? I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
Bo. I don't know Bo. I know Hunter. Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. It wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
None
became
of that
vice president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son.
Trump was right. Of course, I would expect someone like Donald Trump to do his due diligence. Joe Biden is by far one of the worst presidents we've ever had in our history. And I look forward to that man being carted out of the White House and thrown away like yesterday's newspaper. At least yesterday's newspaper would still have some use for it. Now, once again, the midterms are coming up in November. A lot of other things are going to be happening. We're going to have a food crisis, supposedly. We're going to go through a gas crisis, a shortage in New Zealand. They are only allowing first responders and certain shipping companies to have access to fuel for 2 weeks. Could you imagine if you didn't have access to gasoline for 2 weeks, what your options would be? Many of you wouldn't be able to go to work. So that means many of you are going to be out of a job. Or you're all going to have to pitch in together and go pick each other up and carpool. Good luck with that one. Pay attention to the signs and the times of what's happening. Everything seems to be moving pretty fast. It's hard to keep track of all the politics. It's hard to keep track of all the nonsense that's happening. Here's another form of nonsense. There was a data breach that exposed the personal information of concealed carry holsters in California. How the hell did that happen? And who now has that information? You know, if you just glance through the news, it just gets crazier and crazier. Vladimir Putin, he said that he's going to feed half the world with this year's record-breaking non-GMO organic grain harvest in Russia. Russian President Putin's decision to feed half the world could not have come at a more critical moment in history. This is coming from EuropeRenaissance.com. New evidence shows that the DNA methylation process used by Americans to create genetically modified GMO foods accumulates in GMO maize, and many experts believe this is causing the demasculinized boys and young men to lose as much as 50% of their sperm. The Antichrist controlling the West have for decades engaged in an all-out war upon humanity, and whose worship at the altar of overpopulation has seen the zealots calling for nothing less than outright genocide, with their views being summed up with the words, too much population, no problem. Let's just pick up some groups that aren't contributing much to this global economy and then kill them off. There'll be fewer mouths to feed, more land to grow food on for the rest of us, and more water to irrigate the crops. This is the direction that people are going right now. This is the way people feel around the world. We are not coming into a time of peace. We are coming into an area where there is going to be wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, great and many terrible woes that are coming. I'd like to close out with Matthew 24. Now, I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible. That's the one that I feel that helps me to understand the verses the best, so that's the one that I use. These are the signs of Christ's return, Matthew 24. Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the magnificent and massive buildings of the temple. He said to them, "Do you see all these things? I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, that not one stone here will be left, one on another, which will not be torn down. while Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will this destruction of the temple take place? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end, the completion, the consummation of the age?" Jesus answered, "Be careful that no one misleads you," which means deceiving you and leading you into error. "For many will come in my name." They'll be misusing it and appropriating the strength of the name which belongs to me, saying, "I am the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed." They will mislead many. You will continually hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end of the age. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all those things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs, of the intolerable anguish, and the time of unprecedented trouble. Then will they hand you over to endure tribulation, and will put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time many will be offended and repelled by their association with me, and will fall away from the one whom they should trust, and will betray one another, handing over believers to their persecutors, and will hate one another. Many false prophets will appear and mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, the love of most people will grow cold. But the one who endures and bears up under suffering to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom, the gospel, will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end of the age will come. So when you see the abomination of desolation, the appalling sacrilege that astonishes and makes desolate, spoken of by the prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains for their refuge. Whoever is on the housetop must not go down to get the things that are in his house, because there will not be enough time. Whoever is in the field must not turn back to get his coat. And woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Pray that your flight from persecution and suffering will not be in winter or on a Sabbath when Jewish laws prohibited travel. For at that time, there will be a great tribulation, pressure, distress, and oppression, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will again. And if those days of tribulation had not been cut short, no human life would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, God's chosen ones, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you during the great tribulation, "Look, here is Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear, and they will provide great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect, God's chosen ones. Listen carefully. I have told you in advance. So if they say to you, "Look, he's in the wilderness," do not go out there. Or, "Look, he's in the inner rooms of a house," do not believe it. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes as far as the west, so will be the coming and glory of the Son of Man. Everyone will see him clearly. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will flock together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not provide its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And at that time the sign of the Son of Man coming in his glory will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth, and especially Israel, will mourn, regretting their rebellion and rejection of the Messiah. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory and brilliance and splendor. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet, and they will gather together his elect, God's chosen ones, from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Ladies and gentlemen, this will all be taken care of in due time. Train, prep, and pray. Keep your mind focused on God. Continue to read your Bibles. Make sure you're reading it to your children, your grandchildren. Watch your backs. The enemy's out there. Stay frosty. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.